Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, I had not only Kane Brown, but also his wife, Caitlin Brown. And I don't often like get to sit down and talk to couples in country music. And so this was like an extra fun, special, unexpected treat. And I loved talking to these two. They've got a song right now that's sitting on top of the chart. Thank God. That is just, I think, a career-making song for Kane, and also like what an amazing thing to share with his wife, Caitlin. We actually talk about it a little bit in this interview, but Kane played the song for me a few months ago before it was released, and I was so nervous when he was getting ready to play it because I was like, oh my gosh, what if she doesn't sound good? And I was like, I'm going to have to like, what do I say? And then he played it and I was like, oh my gosh, she has an unbelievable voice. And I'm so happy for the two of them. They're so in love. They're so cute. Like, what an adorable family. And we had such a fun conversation. I almost felt like Kane was a little bit third wheeling on Caitlin and I's interview. But here it is. I hope you enjoy it. This is my interview with Kane and Caitlin Brown.
How's your first like big press day going? Or is this like,
I wasn't expecting this at all. I mean, I thought all we were going to do is like the Bobby Bones thing this morning. Uh-huh. And then I was like, okay, I'm going home back to the kids. And then he's like, oh no, you're going to sit through this with me. So here we are.
That's so funny. Well, congratulations. You guys having a song that's going to the top of the charts. I was laughing with one of the reps because I was like, oh, it's going to go like right around Valentine's Day. Like how cute and how serendipitous. The timing would come out to that.
Yeah, we recorded on Valentine's Day.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. And we did. That wasn't planned either. Dan Huff was just like, hey, can you guys come to the studio next Tuesday? We're like, sure. And then like Monday, and I'm like, wait, tomorrow's we're recording on Valentine's Day. I was like, that's really cute.
You guys, yeah. That's so sweet. How was it like being in the studio and recording? Were you nervous, Caitlin?
Oh my gosh. I was excited and a little nervous. I love Dan Huff so much, yeah. And I've been around him for years because of Kane, and oh my gosh, I was like, thank God. No, no pun intended. Thank God it's with Dan Huff because he's just such a light and so, warm. So the process was really fun, actually, in the studio. Awesome. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And then Kane and I talked about this a lot last fall when the song was like first coming out. He was telling me that you were feeling really nervous about performing. But I was so excited when you guys posted the video and that you had gone on stage and done it. I was like, oh my gosh. So what did you say, Kane, that convinced her to go?
She wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It was just like a little convincing that she was going to kill it. Mm-hmm. And then once she got out there, and you should have heard the roar from fans. So I think that really helped her as well.
It was one of those things I just knew because I was so afraid to do it. Yeah. I knew I'd be so proud of myself. So it was like, I felt like while I was sitting side stage, there was like a little something just pushing my back, mm-hmm. like, get up there. And then I got to do this. Like, how can I not? And then once I got up there and it was like I just looked in Kane's eyes and we were holding hands, like I just blocked everything out. And it wasn't until probably like the bridge of the song that we started, engaging with the fans. But uh-huh. I needed that. And how I still need that.
How have you felt now that you've done it a couple of times, right?
Yeah, I did it a few times in Canada. I was still like really nervous each night. I thought it was going to get easier. And then Toronto was like the biggest night with like tons of friends.
Well, it's hard when you only have like one song. Like you're out there, you're warmed up.
Yeah. It's something about the anticipation. Like I'll be fine all day. And then once I hear the show start, mm-hmm. I'm like counting down his songs. And all of a sudden his songs feel like they're 10 minutes each. And I'm like, I just want it to happen so I can just like be done and go get a glass of wine and like watch the rest of the show with everybody else.
It sucks it can't be like the beginning of the show. So then at least you could get it over with because it's too big of a song to go at the beginning.
Yeah, I feel very grateful it's not at the end of the show. It's mm-hmm. like, I think it's like 7 or 8, at least in this set. Now, I don't know where it'll live when your tour starts. But it was good because, he warmed up. And then by like the 7th song, we were doing it. And it was like we hit that mid part of the show and then I could enjoy the rest. And
that's awesome.
It's like a weight coming off once it's like, okay, it's done. I can put my sweats on and like have a drink.
That's so nice. What's it been like from your perspective, Kane, getting to watch like her experiences? Like I'm sure there's so many things from your early days as an artist that you're watching Caitlin go through now.
Well, I tried to tell her, she was like, once I do it a couple of times, I'll get used mm-hmm. to it. And I was like, nah. Because, when I was out with FGL, I did my show and then they brought me out for one of their songs. And each night I was still just as nervous, mm-hmm. But she's been coming out and killing it. And I've just seen like this brightness, take over when she's out there. And just the smile that I remember, like when we first started dating, it was just back again. And so it just really pumped me up and, you know, made me want to encourage her even more. So it's just been so exciting to watch.
That's awesome. What's been maybe like the craziest thing you've had to explain about whether it's like the performing side or the business side of this that you had no idea was coming, Caitlin?
I think just the radio part.
Yeah.
You know, just explaining to her, you know, how it's moving and how it's doing. She doesn't ever ask how the song's really doing. So I'm always in there like, hey, we're number... Like,
you're refreshing media base over and over.
Yeah, we're number 3, we're number 5, we're number, you know.
Yeah, and I kind of just like did the song. I was like, whatever, it's out, it's done. Like, yeah. And Kane's like, babe, we're number three. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. Like, what's that? You know, what does it mean?
I was gonna say, what's going through your head?
Like, I'm like, so when do we get to like have a party though with our friends?
You throw good parties too. I've seen the girls' birthday parties. So the number Thank one you. Party, you should be in charge of that yeah, planning committee.
I would love to be recreate Hawaii or something.
Yes.
But yeah, it's just kind of been, you know, even being here today, I kind of told Kane, I was like, I feel a little out of place. Like, I shouldn't.
Not at all.
I shouldn't be here.
You should be here.
But you should be here. You're very talented. I will tell you, when we were here a couple months ago, before the song was out, Kane was going to play. He's like, here, I'll play it for you. And whenever somebody plays me music, I'm sure you guys have experienced this, you're always like, oh God, please let it be good. Like,
yeah.
I don't. Like,
yeah,
you
I don't
have to,
like,
control
it.
Your facial reactions when someone plays you a song. And he started playing it. I was like, please let it be good. And then you came on and I was like, oh my God. You have an amazing voice. You should be very proud of it.
Thank
you deserve
you.
To be here. You shouldn't feel out of place. Like,
thank you.
You are very, very talented.
Thank you. You're very sweet.
No, so and I'm really you. Glad that the song came out and that you're enjoying it. And then yeah. It's so cool, we were talking about it coming out around Valentine's Day and that being when you guys recorded it. Are you guys into Valentine's Day? Is that something that you normally make a big deal out of, or are you like, eh, take it or leave it?
I think like before we had kids, I was all about it.
Yeah.
I remember when we lived in Franklin, like I bought this boutique, I bought all the roses out.
Yeah.
And so when she came home, it was just like 20 to 25 vases of roses.
Yeah.
And I like lit a candle and she walked down.
Yeah.
Like that was, we were really into Valentine's Day.
We were. And then, but you know, it changes in a good way. Cause mm-hmm. I think last year we got takeout or something and we watched a movie on the couch with our daughter. And
You're
I
like,
mean,
this
it was
is
just
as special.
Yeah. Who cares? I mean, we can go on date night whenever and you know, but
because it's Valentine's Day, I want to ask like a sappy question, but
okay.
when you guys first started dating, did you know that like each other was your person? Like, was there a moment that you remember that you're like, yes.
She tells me the first
I
date.
I knew the first date.
You did? You were very confident.
Yeah. I don't know what I never felt that way, clearly. Like, that's why he's my husband. I guess that's
yeah.
true. You know, like, when you know, you know. But I just remember having, like, our first official date. And he was talking, and I wasn't really listening to anything he was saying. And in my mind, I was thinking, like, holy crap, I'm going to marry him. Like, something just felt inside of me that, like, this is my person. So I knew pretty much right away. I don't know if Kane did.
Kane?
Well, no, it was. I definitely knew something was different about her. And it was just weird for me because it was like my music career was just starting off. And as an artist, you know, you kind of got to be wary about things. But she was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, immediately I knew. Because we got engaged.
We got engaged pretty fast. And then we had a kind of a long engagement before
mm-hmm.
we got married.
Yeah.
But we never even talked about getting married. We never even talked about getting engaged. I've never looked at a ring a day in my life.
Oh my gosh. So you were completely like, you had no idea. There was no like,
no, this wasn't like,
you weren't like getting your nails done every week. Like, maybe it's today.
No, like, cause I hear tons of my girlfriends or whoever, they're like, well, I think it's like this month. So, and you know, and then they're like, well, we went to the ring store and I picked, and I'm like, what? I was like, you do that? I never even knew what an emerald cut was. I didn't know anything about anything with rings. And Kane's a very spontaneous person. When he has a feeling or he knows, he goes for it. And so I guess you got the feeling. And he went shopping with his nana and his mom and his aunt. No, she didn't.
I think it was my nana. My
yeah,
aunt.
And they went shopping, and Kane showed up at my house at 3 a.m. at my parents' house while I was sleeping.
Stop
and proposed
it.
To me. I thought I was dreaming, had no idea, woke up the next morning engaged. And my mom knew that he was going to propose that weekend, but not until like the next day. And I woke up the next morning, and I walked downstairs. She's like, are you surprised he's here? And I was like, are you surprised? And she's like, wait, he proposed. He couldn't even wait.
So what did you, like, get the ring, and then you're like, I can't hold on to this thing. I've got to do it right now.
Well, I was on the road, and so It was on Valentine's Day.
No, it wasn't.
Or no, it was Easter. Yeah. It was a holiday. I was like, everything's just on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Easter, and I had it in my pocket, and then I was going to hide the ring under the bed, but it was just so many emotions. I was like, whatever, let's just do this. So I just was like, would you ever marry me? And she said, yeah. And I was like, well, will you marry me? Like, yeah. I didn't get down on a knee.
So the
anything.
Conversation about getting married happened when you were engaged.
Yeah,
totally.
That's so, I've never heard that story before. That also would make like such a great like TV episode or music video or something. Like, that's such a fun
story.
He
told me the other day, he's like, I'm going to re-propose to you so I can do like one of those sappy things. I was like, no. I was like, it was very us. Yes. You know what I mean? So.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how you went back to sleep after that.
I did. I sat there and I was like, what's happening? My God, like, I'm engaged right now, but I can't tell anyone because everyone's sleeping. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing ever.
He probably passed out. He was like, I'm tired. I
yeah,
like,
he
did
was
the
like,
hard
all right, good night. Love you. And I'm like, wait, I'm sitting here. What?
That's so funny. Now here you guys are. You've got the song. You've got two little girls who I saw that you guys recently just took to Disney. How was that as parents?
That was amazing. It was the best trip ever.
Yeah, our oldest one was scared of everything.
Was she? So, oh, that's hard.
Our little smallest one was, you know, Queen Elizabeth.
Waving to everyone, partying like crazy.
But yeah, the characters were just too big for Kingsley. But she loved the princesses.
Yeah, oh, we got to meet all the Disney princesses.
That's so exciting. And then one more thing I wanted to ask you guys about the song is, you mentioned that you guys just put a studio into the house. So do you think that this like kind of like opens up the environment, Caitlin, where you might end up singing on some more stuff or doing some stuff on your own?
Yeah, I mean, even it would be really cool to just create music, even if it was for like another female artist. Yeah. I just love creating. And now that it's going to be like in our house, we were just talking about like just having a glass of wine and put the kids to bed, go in there and just sing and create, write some music. I mean, who knows what we could come up with, and we would love to do some more music together. And so who knows?
That's so awesome. And that's so special. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you, Caitlin, is whether it's like single or even like deep cut, what is your favorite song of Kane's?
Ooh, that's really hard. Well, Worship like really hit me hard for a while. I remember when he brought Worship home. But I don't know. Riot, just like, I love Riot. I was just listening to it on the way to the Bobby Bones show this morning, and we drove separate because I wasn't expecting to stay here for this today. So I was like, yeah, I'll drive home after. And so we kind of were like, not racing, but kind of on the road. And so we pulled up.
I feel like every couple does that. You're like, who can go?
Yeah, we were like at a light together. Whether we like both put the window down, and I like turned it up, and he was like trying to listen. I was like, yeah, I'm listening to Riot right now. It's so cool. So
that's so funny. Well, thank you guys so much for the time today. It was really great to meet you for the first time
nice
and get to hear about this song. And I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.